Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, good evening once again, and welcome to beautiful Las Vegas Ballpark for another evening of
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Las Vegas Ballpark in Las Vegas, Nevada, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Las Vegas Aviators in the fourth game of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers have won two of the first three games here, and the two games that they won were both marked by outstanding starting pitching performances. In the opener on Tuesday, it was Daniel Ponce de Leon going six innings and giving up just two runs, getting the win as the Rainiers coasted to a 12-5 victory. Then yesterday, the Rainiers won behind the right arm of Darren McCacken, who allowed just one run in six innings, gave up only four hits, didn't walk anybody, and the Rainiers again coasted to a victory 7-1. So we'll see if they could get another good pitching performance from their starter today. On the mound will be left-hander Nick Margavichus. Margavichus is making his fourth start of the year. His first three have all been pretty short, and he is 0-1 with an 11.32 ERA. In his last outing, he had his best outing, going four innings and giving up two runs. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas left-hander Zach Logue, who has made three starts this year for Vegas, no record of 5 points, is one of four prospects that the Oakland A's received from the Toronto Blue Jays when they traded Matt Chapman, the all-star third baseman, to Toronto back in March. So Logue is facing the Rainiers for his first time ever today. Couple of lefties going head-to-head. Logue for the Aviators and Nick Margavichus for the Rainiers. Well, we've got some roster moves, as always. That is always the case this year, and we will get to that. And also some more notes for today's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
The Rainiers taking on Las Vegas tonight, Friday night in Vegas. As the ballpark is filling up, we should see a much larger crowd tonight than the last couple of nights here. And some Rainiers moves to get to. First and foremost, welcome back to Cal Raleigh. He was a star for the Rainiers last year, even had a 23-game hitting streak at one point. He earned his call-up to the big leagues last year, no doubt about it. And this year, made the big league roster on opening day, But the Mariners were carrying three catchers and ultimately decided to pare down to two. So Raleigh got sent back to AAA. He's here today, and he's hitting third in the lineup. So Cal Raleigh back with the Red Ears. He instantly makes the Red Ears lineup better, as he really raked for Tacoma last year. Also, there's news in the big leagues. The Mariners today activated Mitch Haniger from the COVID list. And to make room for him, they designated for assignment reliever Matt Cook. So Cook is on waivers, and if no one claims him, he can come back to the Red Ears. We'll see what happens with that. But then in the game today, in his first at-bat when he singled, Haniger sprained his ankle. A high ankle sprain of his right ankle, they are calling it officially. And we don't know if he's going to need to go on the IL or not at this time. But Tacoma has two outfielders who could replace him who are not in the lineup today. So who knows? But neither Steven Souza nor Stuart Fairchild is in the starting lineup today. So it is possible that one of those guys could be gearing up to replace Haniger. We'll see what happens. All right, the stage is set, and Vegas is about ready to take the field. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineup in today's ball game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who have a record of 7 wins and 14 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off is Sam Haggerty. Haggerty is at second base. Batting second and playing left field is Forrest Wall. Hitting third and doing the catching is Cal Raleigh. In the cleanup spot, Brian O'Keefe. He's the designated hitter today. Hitting fifth is first baseman Zach Green. Batting sixth, the third baseman Eric Mejia. Hitting seventh and playing right field is Marcus Wilson. Batting eighth will be the shortstop Mason McCoy and hitting ninth center fielder Billy Hamilton. On the mound, left-hander Nick Margavichis. He is 0-1 with an 11.32 ERA. The Las Vegas Aviators of the Oakland A's AAA club, 10 wins and 11 losses on the year, managed by Fran Reardon. Leading off and playing second base is Nate Mondu. Batting second, the third baseman Christian Lopes. Hitting third is shortstop Vimiel Machin. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter Shea Langeliers. Batting fifth is first baseman Eric Thames. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is J.J. Schwartz. Luis Pereira hits seventh at center field. Batting eighth, left fielder Vince Fernandez. And hitting ninth, the right fielder Buddy Reed. On the mound, left-hander Zach Lowe. Umpires Lou Williams the third behind the plate. Tyler Olson at first and Sam Birch at third. It's Tacoma and Vegas, game four of the series. That's a wrap for the pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch in the start of the game right after this.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU is built a top-rated app.
So
so we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Aviators. Leading off is Sam Haggerty. He stands in the batter's box now. And the switch hitter bats right, and the pitch is hit up the middle on two hops. High bounce. Mondu, the second baseman, stays with it, and he throws out Haggerty at first base. One pitch, one out, and we are underway here at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Number seven.
Now that'll bring to the plate Forrest Wall. Wall hitting .221 on the year, leads the league with 10 stolen bases. 81 degrees announced as our game time temperature here in Vegas. And the pitch to Wall is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from Logue is in there for strike two, 0-2 the count. Logue made his major league debut just about 10 days ago. Got into one game for Oakland. 0-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back to the screen, still 0-2. Logue really kind of burst onto the scene last year with an outstanding season in the Toronto Blue Jays system, splitting it between AA and AAA. Yeah, the 0-2 is a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, two strikes. Now Logue into his motion, and the pitch is outside. One ball, two strikes. Now Logue's next pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. There's strike three, a curveball got Forrest Wall, and that is the second out of the inning and first strikeout for Zach Logue.
Number 48, catcher Cal Raleigh.
So here's Cal Raleigh in his first appearance for Tacoma this year. Switch hitter will bat right-handed. Just 2-for-24 with Seattle this year. Takes a strike, 0-1 the count. He had trouble offensively in the big leagues last year, which was a surprise to me anyway, but sporadic playing time certainly doesn't make it any easier. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So he's behind in the count, 0-2. And it could take him a little while to get hot here with the Rainiers. Here's the 0-2 on its way from Logue, and it's a swing and a foul back, and the count goes to 2-1. So no balls, two strikes to Cal Raleigh. 25 years old, and the pitch swung on and bounced to the left side, a two-hopper to the shortstop machine, who throws to first and gets Raleigh for the final out in the top of the first inning. The Red Ears go in order, three up, three down against the lefty Zach Logue. So Tacoma does not score, and Vegas coming to the plate near the bottom of the first. We head there right after this.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Kim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. load the bases, and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's.
Believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. The Red Ears did not score in the top of the first, and now Nick Margavichus is on the mound, and he is ready to go to work here. And the first man he'll face is Nate Bondu, the Lake Taps native, who is out of Charles Wright Academy in Tacoma and plays for Vegas. He's leading off today. Bondu batting .313 in 14 games so far this season. Margavichus with a left versus left advantage on Bondu, and he'll have that on a number of hitters today. His first pitch of the game is taken up high for a ball. The Vegas roster, the position players, are heavily left-handed hitters. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-1. Their manager, Fran Reardon, benched three left-handed hitters today, and he still has five in the starting lineup. That's how left-handed they are. Next pitch is a swing and a foul tip, and the count goes to 1-2 on Bondu. Now, one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a breaking ball that just misses. Raleigh behind the plate. The infield today at second. McCoy at shortstop and Mejia at third. 2-2 is a swing and a foul back. And then the outfield is Wall in left, Hamilton in center, and Wilson in right. Here's the 2-2 on its way. And it's a fastball called, strike three. Margavichus strikes out Nate Bondu, and one man is gone in the bottom of the first inning. And now Christian Lopes will be the batter. Lopes, right-handed hitter, hitting .293 for Vegas. Margavichus starts him off with a strike, a fastball, 91 on the gun. Last time out, he faced Sugarland, and Margavichus allowed two runs in four innings. Walked three, struck out one. Next pitch waved at and missed. There's strike two. Looked like a changeup there from Margavichus. No balls, two strikes. And the lefty's into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Now the 0-2 pitch again from Margavichus to Lopes, swung on and fouled away again. Lopes had a hit yesterday. He recently made his major league debut with Oakland. rather, of the former Mariner and Rainier, Tim Lopes. Next pitch coming. Swung on and lined towards right field. Here comes the right fielder kicking his glove. And Lopes is safe at first base. Wilson moved in on that ball in right, seemed to be in position to make a play, and he reached down knee high while he was on the move, and the ball didn't stick in his glove. It just kind of got knocked away, and we'll see how they score that. That's not going to be an easy scoring decision. Could go either way with it. That's why I'm glad I'm not an official scorer. And now Vime Almachine will be the batter. They're going to go with a hit. So a hit for Lopes. Pitch from Margavichus is inside for a ball. And 1-0 the count to Vime Almachine. Left-hand hitter batting 323 with two home runs. Margavichus with the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-1. Now the 1-1 delivery outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 is coming. And no, a toss to first by Margavichus, and back in safely is Lopes, who has not attempted a steal yet this year. Two balls and a strike to Machine. And Margavichus with his pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside. 3-1. Now the 3-1 delivery, swung on and fouled back to the screen. So full count now, 3-2. Rainier's wearing the red jerseys today with gray pants, black hats. Now the toss to first base, and back in is Lopes. Now a swing and a liner towards left, but in position is Forrest Wall, and he makes the catch, and there is out number two. So two men are gone, and Lopes remains at first base. And that will bring Shea Langeliers to the plate. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now here's a breaking ball up high. And this one is outside for a ball. The count goes to 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Margavichus. And it is inside, ball three, and off the mitt of Raleigh into the backstop. And taking second base is Lopes. So the runner moves into scoring position. A pitch that was down and in And Riley wasn't able to corral it. Three balls, one strike to Langoliers. Normally the catcher DHing today. And the pitch is called a strike. Full count, 3-2. Margavichus is ready. And the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three. He got him with a fastball, 91 on the gun. Langelier swings through it, and that closes out the bottom of the first inning. No runs for Vegas on a hit. There were no errors. One runner left. We go to the second inning. Tequilba and Vegas are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are all heightened after a year without, so grab the gang and join us for a season of South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment you missed in 2020 are available now at weartacoma.com. Rainiers baseball, this is our city.
Somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en bsu.org/careers.
No score after an inning here in Vegas. The Red Raiders and the Aviators, AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Oakland A's. Brian O'Keefe leads things off for Tacoma here in the second. And just his second game of the year, he was activated from the injured list earlier this week and made his season debut on Wednesday and had three hits, including a triple. Here's the pitch from the lefty Logue, and it is outside for a ball. O'Keefe out with a broken hamate bone that he suffered in spring training. Now he watches one outside. Two balls, no strikes. So Logue falls behind in the count. Now the pitch is swung on and blasted deep right center field. On the move, Barrera going back. It's headed towards the swimming pool, and it's in the water. Brian O'Keefe goes for a swim, a homer to right center field into the swimming pool. A kid got it out there, diving into the pool and grabbing it as there's a pool party going on in right center. That sent a kid fully clothed in his shirt and shorts, just jumped in the pool. I think he had his glove with him, too. I hope he didn't get that soaked. And he gets the baseball. Brian O'Keefe with his first home run of the year. He had 24 last year. Here's the pitch to Zach Green, and it is high for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers hit a home run into that dude down here. Here's a little looper behind second, and that's going to drop in shallow center field. A base hit for Zach Green. So Green with a little soft single, he'll take it. Back to O'Keefe for a moment. I talked about this in Wednesday's broadcast, his first game back, but when players come back from that hamate bone surgery, it usually takes them a little while to get their power back. But we've already seen O'Keefe hit a long triple and now a homer in his first two games. Pitch to Mejia is in there for a strike, and the count's 0-1. So that's encouraging. Now the next pitch to Mejia, grounded to third, could be two. Lopes goes to second, there's one. On to first, there's two. They turn it around the horn. Lopes to Mondu to Thames. And just like that, two men are gone. So that'll bring to the plate Marcus Wilson.
Right fielder number 14, Marcus Wilson.
Now the pitch to Wilson. High and away for a ball. Want to know the count. And here's one that misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch misses ball three. 3-0 to Wilson. Now a swing and a miss. Now here's one that misses ball four, and Wilson heads down to first base with a two-out walk.
Batting in, shortstop number 18, Mason McCoy.
Now Mason McCoy will be the batter. There goes the runner. Pitches up and away. Throw down to second. Not in time. Wilson steals second base. The ball getting past the shortstop machine who was covering, but backing it up is Mondu, and Wilson stays at second base. So Marcus Wilson with his fourth steal of the year. Stolen base number 43 on the season for the Raiders, who lead all of AAA baseball. Now the pitch to McCoy is outside for a ball. McCoy at 245 in his first 15 games for Tacoma. One homer, eight runs batted in. He had an RBI single yesterday. On base percentage at 362. Now the 2-0 is inside ball three. And now there's ball four. Back-to-back walks with two outs here in the second inning for the Raiders. And now Billy Hamilton comes to the plate. He was off yesterday, but in the first two games of this season, Billy Hamilton was hot. 5-for-9 at the plate. And he scored five runs in those first two games. Well, now he's got an RBI opportunity. Time called by the catcher, Schwartz, who's going to flash some defensive signals. Now here's the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back. Now the pitch is fouled back. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and second. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Towards this left-hander the Red Ears have never faced before, Zach Logue, L-O-G-U-E. 0-2 pitch to Hamilton, hit in the air towards left center field in the alleyway. Ranging over is the left fielder, Vince Fernandez, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Red Ears settle for one run on the Brian O'Keefe homer. There were two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Red Ears lead Vegas 1-0.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
1-0 Red Ears on O'Keefe's home run into the pool. Inning number two. Eric Thames to lead things off against Nick Margavichus. Thames about ready to hit, and the lights just flickered here. And everyone called time for a minute. They flickered, but then they came back on at full strength. So we're just going to continue on. And there's a breaking ball in for a strike to Thames. 0-1 the count. That was weird. A little flickering of the lights. We don't have any weird weather going on right now. It's pleasant in Vegas. So there's a fastball that misses 1-1. No wind to speak of at the moment. Next pitch is waved at and missed. There's strike two. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch misses for a ball, 2-2. Now, a fastball called, strike three, and down goes Eric Thames. And that is the third strikeout for Margavichus. J.J. Schwartz now the batter. And the pitch is outside for a ball. And the next pitch in there for a called strike. 1-1. Good to see Margavichus getting ahead of the hitters here from the get-go today. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Here's the 2-1 on its way, and it is a called strike. Counts even 2-2. Now the 2-2 up and away for a ball. 3-2. And here's a fastball that missed. Ball four. That was close. Schwartz draws a one-out walk. First walk issued by Margavichus today. And now Luis Barrera will be the batter. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, same difference. Strike two. No balls, two strikes to Barrera. Now the 0-2 swung on and fouled straight back to the screen. So still no balls, two strikes. And the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Barrera just got a piece of it. Barrera hitting 306 coming into play today. Hitless the last two games. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Oh, 2 pitch coming. And it is swung on and popped up foul, and that'll get into the seats out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. Margavichus with his next pitch, and it's in the dirt and blocked by Raleigh. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. Swung on, lined into center. That's a base hit. Fielding it on two hops is Hamilton. Moving to second and stopping there is Schwartz. And Vegas has a couple of men on with one out at the bottom of the second inning. Margavichus got ahead of Barrera 0-2, and Barrera just kept fouling off pitches and eventually lined a one ball, two strike pitch into center field for a clean base hit. So that Fernandez, another left-handed hitter who has tripled and homered in this series. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery, low and away for a ball. Pitch is swung on, grounded right side and through between first and second into right field, a base hit. Schwartz is around third. He's going to score as the throw comes into second base. Barrera motors all the way to third. It's an RBI single for Vince Fernandez, and we are all tied up 1-1. Fernandez pulling a sharp grounder through the right side. And now Buddy Reed will be the batter, and the right ear's pitching coach, Alon Leishman, strolls out to the mound to go talk things over with Mark Avichus. So they'll have a chat. Want to make sure this doesn't turn into a big inning. Batter is Reed, the number nine man for Vegas. He's a switch hitter, Reed. He'll bat right-handed. And Mark Avichus' pitch picked up by Green. No one's covering first, and it's a bunt single for Reed. And Barrera scores. Fernandez takes second, and it is 2-1 Vegas. So a bunt single for Buddy Reed. Just pushed it up the first baseline. He can really run. And that worked out for Vegas, and they have the lead. Right here's with bullpen activity already. Fred Villarreal warming up. Mark Avichus has thrown 46 pitches in an inning and a third. Here's Nate Mondu, and the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now Mark Avichus with his next pitch, and this one just misses inside with the off-speed pitch, and it's 2-0 to Mondu. Next pitch is in the dirt. It gets away from Raleigh, and the runner from second advances, and the runner who was at first base, Reed, got halfway to second. Raleigh threw it down there, got it to McCoy, and Reed stopped halfway to second and retreated to first base. So the lead runner only advances. Runners at the quarters with one out. Three balls, no strikes to Mondu. And the pitch is inside, and it hit him. He turned away, and it got him in the back near the shoulder. And that's going to load the bases. Reed will take second now. Holding at third is Fernandez. Mondu hit by the pitch. And now Christian Lopes is the batter. 2 runs are in and the bases are loaded. Lopes singled his first time up, and he takes outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0 outside, 2 balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch is a fastball call to strike. Lopes watching it right into the mid of Raleigh. And the count's 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch swung on, fouled off on the first base side and out of play. Counts even, 2-2. Two pitch swung on, popped up, foul behind the plate. Raleigh over for a look, but this lands in the seats, and it is still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2, swing and a foul back, still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Margavich is now at 56 pitches. Here comes his 2-2 to Lopes, outside, ball 3, full count. Base is loaded, 1 out, 3 balls, 2 strikes to Christian Lopes. And the pitch from Margavich is swung on and popped up, a foul behind third. And back is Mejia, called off. Nope, it is Mejia. And in foul ground, he makes the catch. And there's the second out of the inning. Lopes pops up to Mejia. Tim Fedorovich is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to make a change here. And it's pitch count related. Margavich has thrown approximately 40 pitches this inning. And it's a lot. And so they're going to get him out of there and bring in Fred Villarreal from the pen. So we've got a break of the action for a pitching change with 2 runs in the bottom of the second inning. And the bases loaded with 2 outs. Our score is Vegas 2, Tacoma 1.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, so multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We're at the bottom of the second inning in Vegas. A 2-1 game. Vegas with the lead, and they have the bases loaded with 2 outs. The new Tacoma pitcher is Fred Villarreal, who rejoined the Rainiers for his second time this year yesterday. And Villarreal is ready to face Vimeo Machine with the bases juiced in 2 outs. Fernandez at third, Reed at second, and Mondu at first. And Machine settles into the batter's box. Villarreal looking for the signs. And now his pitch is taken inside for a ball. And they have called it. they correct the count. I think it's 2-0 because of a pitch clock violation on the part of Villarreal, and that is the case. So 2-0 the count. And Villarreal is ready. The 2-0 pitch is swung on and pulled to the right side, and it just misses the runner and goes through into right field, a base hit, and two runs are going to score on a base hit by Machin, and it is 4-1 Vegas. That ball nearly hit the runner Mont to avoid it. A two-run single. And runners at first and second with two outs for Shea Langeliers, who is the ninth batter to come to the plate. Langeliers 0-for-1 with a strikeout. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. There's strike one. Langeliers leading Las Vegas with 6 home runs, which is good for third in the league. In a tie right now, Trace Thompson of Oklahoma City is the league leader with 9. Now the 0-1 pitch up high for a ball, 1-1. One and one the count. And the pitch is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. The plate umpire makes the call, and there's strike two. So one ball, two strikes the count. And the pitch is inside. Mark Avichus went 1 2/3 innings, allowed 4 hits, 4 runs, and he's got one more runner he's responsible for. He walked one, hit a batter with a pitch, and struck out 3. Now the 2-2, just a little high and away, ball 3. To get a call on that pitch, and he did not. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the payoff is on its way, and it is outside, ball 4, and the inning continues, and they have batted around. Mondu takes third, Machin down to second, Langeliers to first base. Eric Thames led off this inning innocently enough by striking out. Now he bats for his second time. It's only 4-1. But the Red Deers need to get out of this inning right around nowish. Villarreal's pitch is taken for a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Thames, the veteran, 35 years old now. Now the 0-1 pitch in for a called strike. Thames achieved superstardom in Korea and then came back to the United States and played very well for the Brewers for a couple years. Had a 31 home run season with Milwaukee. His first year back, he swings and misses, and that is strike 3. Down he goes. The inning is over. But Vegas sends 10 batters to the plate at the bottom of the second inning, and they score 4 runs on 4 hits. There were no errors and 3 runners left on base. We go to the third inning of play. It is Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like hits to the zoo and ball games and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
Well, we go to the third inning. It is Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 1. Sam Haggerty leading things off against the lefty Zach Logue, and the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Haggerty grounded out to second base earlier, 0-1 today. Now a swing and a little bouncer to second that's fielded by Mondu, and he throws to first and gets Haggerty one away in the top of the third inning. And that'll bring Forrest Wall to the plate. Wall struck out swinging earlier. And the pitch is bunted at and missed. Down. Next delivery outside for a ball. Now, the next pitch is called a strike. 1-2. And there's a called strike three, a breaking ball that caught the outside edge, and Wall goes down looking. Second strikeout for Zach Logue, two down in the third, and now Cal Raleigh will be the batter. Rainiers are warming up the left-hander Austin Warner in the bullpen. Here's a swing and a grounder foul by Raleigh. There's strike one. Raleigh in his first game back with the Red Ears. Now he takes one up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now here's one outside for a ball. Two and one the count. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Raleigh. Logue got him with a fastball up and away, and the Red Ears are done in the third. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Tacoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
The bottom of the third inning in Vegas, the Aviators lead the Raiders by a score of 4-1. And a new pitcher is in for the Raiders. Left-hander Austin Warner takes over on the mound. So a short outing for Fred Villarreal, a third of an inning. Allowed a hit and a walk and struck out one. Now, Austin Warner will try to get this game into the middle innings. He'll face J.J. Schwartz, Luis Barrera, and Vince Fernandez. Warner, no record in 5 outings. He's been a multiple inning guy with 10 and two-thirds innings under his belt. He's allowed 11 earned runs, has struck out 7 and walked 3. Lefty formerly with Memphis in the past, and the pitch is a fastball that is inside, ball one. J.J. Schwartz walked last inning and scored a run. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball for a strike, that evens things up. So 1-1 the count to Schwartz. And the pitch is up and away, 2-1. There was a no-hitter in the major leagues today, and it was a combined deal, as here's a breaking ball over for a strike, 2-2. The New York Mets used 5 pitchers today to no-hit the Philadelphia Phillies. Next pitch down low for a ball, and the count goes full, 3-2. Tyler McGill started. Went the first 5 innings. Drew Smith followed him for an inning and a third. As there's ball 4 now to Schwartz, and he walks for his second time. So he's on to lead things off in the third, and now Luis Barrera is the batter. Third Mets pitcher was Jolie Rodriguez. Seth Lugo got in there for a couple of outs. And then finishing it off and doing so in a blaze of glory was Edwin Diaz, the former Mariner, who struck out the side in the 9th inning to finish the 5-pitcher no-no. As here's a pitch inside to Barrera, ball 1. The Mets won the game 3-0. Diaz even got a save. There were a lot of walks in the game, 6 walks, but no hits. 1-0 pitch down low, and 13 strikeouts. Actually, I got 12 strikeouts. Second no-hitter in Mets history. Remember the first? 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike to Barrera. The Mets were one of those teams that had never pitched a no-hitter for a long time beyond what seemed reasonable. So now Warner's 2-1 is over for a strike, and the count's even 2-2. And then they finally broke through when Johan Santana pitched a no-hitter with a ridiculous pitch count. I think it was like 148 pitches or something like that. 2-2 to Barrera. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Warner gets him, and there's the first out at the bottom of the third inning. And now Vince Fernandez will be the batter. Fernandez singled and scored in the second inning. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next delivery over for a called strike. It's 0-2. Now a swing and a little bouncer, slowly hit. Warner has it, looks at second, and decides to get the sure out at first base instead. And he throws out Fernandez. So that's the second out. Schwartz moves up to second base, two down, and now Buddy Reed will be the batter. Reed had that bunt single last inning. Caught the Rainiers by surprise. Now at third base, Mejia's up on the edge of the grass. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Warner checks the runner at second base. Now his pitch is swung on and popped up foul on the first base side, and that's in the seats out of play. A souvenir. 0-2 now. Now the 0-2, chop to the right side, diving is Green, and he can't get it. It's through into right field, a base hit, and Schwartz is around third, and he will score. Buddy Reed with a two-out RBI single, and Vegas leads it 5-1. A chopper. Green thought he had a chance. He laid out in a dive, and he just missed flagging that down. Got by him for an RBI single. Reed with his second hit of the game. Got to look out for him. He can fly. He might try to steal here. He has not attempted a steal yet this season. Vegas is a team that does not run very much, or hasn't yet this year anyway. Pitch is in for a called strike to Nate Mondu. 0-1 the count. Reed with his lead at first base. Toss over there, and he dives back in safely. Now Austin Warner with the 0-1. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded. Left side, nice backhand pickup by Mejia, and he fires to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Vegas tacks on a run in the bottom of the third on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the fourth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least 6 per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community, which is why, along with provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
It's Friday night in Las Vegas, so let's get the whole crowd singing Bon Jovi hits between innings. That's what's happening here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Oh, the Raiders would like to get things going here. Maybe this will fire them up. They trail 5-1 as we go to the fourth inning. And O'Keefe settles into the batter's box. See, Hulbert, his first time up today for the Raiders. Lone run so far. Hit one into the swimming pool just to the right of center field here at Las Vegas Ballpark. And the pitch from Zach Logue is taken outside for a ball. 1-0. Logue retired the side in order last inning and has set down four straight. 1-0 pitch to O'Keefe is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch is swung on, and that's driven to left field. Struck well. Fernandez on the move, and he runs it down in the alleyway. And that's the first out of the inning. Solid contact from O'Keefe, but caught by Vince Fernandez. And one man is gone at the top of the fourth inning. He's come off the injured list swinging it. O'Keefe, he's hitting the ball hard. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. Now a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. The StatCast system lists Brian O'Keefe's home run from the second inning as being a distance of 339 feet. Which is wrong. And it makes you wonder about if any of the other stuff on here is correct. 339 feet would not leave this field. Would not have been a homer. Not to where he hit in right center. So here's a strike to Green. On one side of the swimming pool is straightaway center. It says 415 there. And then right on the other side of the pool is in right center. It says 380. On the fence. His next pitch is outside to Green. There's no way it's only 339 to that pool, even though it is kind of jutted in a little bit closer. So here's a called strike three to Green, who thought he was looking at ball four right there, but he strikes out, and two men are gone at the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number four for Logue. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter.
Number 51, third base, Eric Mejia.
Now the next pitch to Mejia is outside for a ball. No action in the Rainiers pen, so Austin Warner is going to get another inning. 1-0 on its way to Mejia. Swung out and fouled out of play. 1-1 from Logue is a fastball up high. Two balls, one strike. Yeah, the 2-1 delivery. Misses ball three. And Mejia is out ahead of the count with Marcus Wilson on deck. And the 3-1 pitch is outside, ball four. And Mejia draws a two-out walk, and the Red Ears have their third walk drawn of this game. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter.
Marcus Wilson.
Wilson walked his first time up. And he swings and bounces one foul, third base side. One one, the count to Wilson. And Logue's pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-2. Here comes the 0-2. Inside for a ball. Now Logue ready. And the 1-2. No, a toss to first instead. Logue, one of four players the A's got from Toronto for Matt Chapman. Also the infielder Kevin Smith, who was recalled by the A's today. Left-hand reliever Kirby Snead as Wilson hits one in the air to right field. And this is a routine play for Buddy Reed, who makes the catch. And the inning is over. The Red Ears do not score. The top of the fourth. No runs, hits, or errors. And one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do. Like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Vegas 5, Tacoma 1. Austin Warner on the mound. And his pitch to Lopes is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. Lopes 1-for-2. He had a base hit back in the first inning. We're going to take a look at what happened around the league last night. Get all caught up on that as a check swing down by Lopes, and he did not go around. 1-1 the count. Albuquerque had a day yesterday. They're playing Sacramento in a series at Isotopes Park. The 1-1 to Lopes is outside for a ball. Albuquerque won the game 13-2 yesterday. They hit six home runs, and Sacramento hit none. Series of swing and a foul back by Lopes. Brian Servin, who's like the Isotopes backup catcher, he hit two homers. Winton Bernard hit one. Sean Bouchard hit one. L.J. Hatch, their utility infielder, hit one. And Taylor Snyder hit one, too. Series of foul. 2-2 the count to Lopes. Albuquerque. Here's one hit in the air to center field. Billy Hamilton's got his eye on this, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the fourth. Lopes flies out to center, and now Vimeo Machine will be the batter. Machine's 1-for-2 with a two-run single. So Albuquerque hit six homers and won the game 13-2, but that wasn't the fun story out of Albuquerque. Word got out, and I just heard go. Here's one to Machine inside for a ball. On Wednesday, Albuquerque was playing Sacramento. And DJ Peterson, the former Rainier and Mariner first-round pick, he's with Albuquerque now. Here's a foul back. And he had two strikes. And then the umpire rung him up for strike three on a pitch clock violation for not being in the batter's box and ready to hit on time. And the call, the penalty for that is an automatic strike, and he already had two strikes, so that struck him out, which is kind of a bogus rule, but whatever. That was the call that was made, as there's a check swing by Machine. And there was some yelling from the Albuquerque dugout, complaining about it, as you might expect. And the umpire looked to the dugout and pointed and ejected the yeller. The person who was thrown out never came on the field. As here's a swing and a miss, strike three. Machine has struck out for the second out in the bottom of the fourth. Second strikeout for Austin Warner. And now Shane Langeliers will be the batter. So a mystery man got ejected from the Albuquerque dugout. He never came out of the field. He just went back in the tunnel and into the locker room. As Langeliers hits a grounder to third, Mejia fields it, throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Turns out that the mystery man who was ejected from the Albuquerque game was the Colorado Rockies legend Todd Helton, who was in town as a roving instructor, and he got ejected from the PCL game in Albuquerque the other day. Quick and easy inning for Austin Warner. We go to the fifth. It is Vegas 5, Tacoma 1.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On we go to the fifth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1. Mason McCoy to lead things off for the Rainiers, and he swings at the first pitch. It's a hot grounder through the left side of the diamond and into left field. A base hit for McCoy to lead off the fifth. He has now reached base in 8 consecutive games, including twice in this one, now with a single to go with a walk he had earlier. Rainiers with their third hit of the night, and now Billy Hamilton will be the batter. McCoy's been one of the Red Ears' base stealers. He's 3-for-4 stealing so far this season. He has his lead at first, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Hamilton flied to left field early. Next pitch outside for a ball. Continuing our look around the league, Salt Lake shut out Round Rock 2-0 yesterday in Round Rock, Texas. And it was a one-hit shutout. So now the 2-0 pitch to Hamilton. Noah tossed to first, and McCoy's back in. Jonathan Diaz started for Salt Lake. He went 8 innings, walked 7 strikeouts. And then the former Rainier, Zach Weiss, pitched a 3-up, 3-down ninth. So there's a swing and a miss by Hamilton. Count goes to 2-1. So Diaz and Weiss combined on a one-hitter at Round Rock, and Round Rock's been the best team in the league. 2-1 pitch is up and away, ball 3. Three-one pitch, swung on and hit high in the air on the infield. And it's the second baseman, Mondu, making the catch near the second base bag. And that's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. Hamilton pops up to the second baseman. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty is 0-for-2 with a couple of ground outs. And he swings at the first pitch and blasts it to left field over the head of Fernandez and off the fence. Coming to third is McCoy. They're waving him in. And the relay to the plate. And sliding it is McCoy. And the ball gets away from Schwartz. And McCoy scores. And in at second base with a double and an RBI is Haggerty. And the Red Ears make it a 5-2 ball game. An aggressive send by Mejia Spreen. But he had that one right in the third base coach's box. It was a close play because the relay throw to the plate was getting there right around the time McCoy was, but the catcher, Schwartz, didn't handle it cleanly. McCoy scoring with a feet-first slide. Haggerty with the RBI double, and now 4-0-1 the count. So Haggerty, with his first hit of the night, his second double of the year, his team-leading 16th run batted in. And he's hit safely in 9 of his last 10 games with 17 hits during that time. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul on the first base side. 0-2 the count. More news from the league. Sugarland beat Oklahoma City yesterday 8-4. With their two big prospects having big nights. Pedro Leon had 3 hits and scored 2 runs. Corey Lee had 2 hits, a homer, and 2 runs batted in. 0-2 pitch, bounce towards third. Lopes has it and throws to first, and it is not in time. Wall legs it out. And advancing to third is Haggerty. Forrest Wall using his legs to get a base hit that time. That's a routine ground out for most players, but not for Forrest Wall. He's so fast. He is on with the infield single. Suddenly, the Red Ears have the tying run in the batter's box. Cal Raleigh has been quiet so far in his return to the Red Ears. 0-for-2 today. And the pitch to Cal is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Sugarland today at Oklahoma City welcomed Jose Altuve on a rehab assignment. Yeah, the 0-1 swing and a miss there, strike two. Altuve continues his history of doing rehab assignments on the road. Remember when he had one as a member of the Fresno Grizzlies, but on the road at Tacoma at Cheney Stadium a few years back. 0-2 pitch is up and away. Rundown between first and second. Haggerty edging towards the plate from third, and Wall is tagged out. Now they throw to third, and Haggerty is back in. And Wall makes an out on the base paths for the first time this season. He was never intent on going there, on going to second. I think he tried to bluff it and stop and kind of got hung out to dry there by the catcher, Schwartz. And they called it 2-6-3-4. If you're keeping score. So now just a runner at third with two outs. One ball, two strikes to Raleigh, and the pitch is fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. Raleigh goes for a little walk and now is back in the batter's box. And the pitch is low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the 2-2. Up and away, ball three. Raleigh works a full count, 3-2. On deck is O'Keefe. Payoff pitch, swung on, grounded to third, and it is picked by Lopes. And he throws out Raleigh at first base, and that ends the top of the fifth inning. Red Ears settle for one run on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. Austin Warner's been in there for two innings, allowing one run on one hit. He'll stay in there and face Eric Thames, J.J. Schwartz, and Luis Barrera. Rainiers have been using Warner as a multiple inning reliever, and he's a former starter, so he's used to longer workloads in individual games, as his first pitch to Thames is down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Left versus left here, and now the next pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is inside, ball three. Warner falling behind, 3-0. Pitch in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Delivery, grounded to short, and it's the shifted third baseman, actually, Mejia, who fields it and throws out Thames at first base, and one man is gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. J.J. Schwartz will now bat. He has walked twice and scored twice. Wrapping up our roundup of the PCL news, El Paso beat Reno yesterday 7-6. Adeline Rodriguez hit a three-run homer in the first inning for El Paso, and they were off and running. Sears went in there for a strike. They also had a home run from Nomar Mazara, the former big leaguer with the Rangers and White Sox. A one pitch to Schwartz, misses for a ball. Reno has a player named Stone Garrett who homered twice. And he's been one of the hottest hitters in AAA baseball to start the season, as here's a swing and a miss by Schwartz. He played right field for Reno yesterday. He's hitting .391 with six homers, but he also has eight doubles. That's 14 extra base hits. Here's one up high for a ball to Schwartz. 2-2. And this pitch is swung on and nubbed foul. Still 2-2. In the West, Reno and Sacramento are tied in first, but it's not like they're playing terrific ball or anything. They're both 11 wins, 10 losses. There's no one more than one game over 500 in the division. So here's a foul by Schwartz. And then Vegas and Salt Lake both have 10 wins and 11 losses. And then you've got Tacoma 7-14, but only four games out of first. Now the pitch is up and away to Schwartz. And the count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the payoff. And it's swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Billy Hamilton's calling for it, and he makes the catch with Marcus Wilson standing by watching. And two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth. That is six straight batters retired by Austin Warner. And now Luis Barrera will be the batter. And the pitch to Barrera is low for a ball. Next pitch is low for a ball. 2-0. And the 2-0. Swung on and hit on one hop to third. Mejia has it. Fires to first with his strong arm. And Barrera is out and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Austin Warner rolling now. We move along to the sixth inning. It is Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
And after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Moving on to the sixth inning, it is Vegas 5, Tecumseh 2. Brian O'Keefe leading things off for the Red Ears against the lefty Zach Logue. O'Keefe's 1-for-2 with a homer. And he takes a breaking pitch in there for a strike. He's hit the ball hard both times he's been to the plate today. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count. Now the 0-2 delivery outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Rainiers with 5 hits so far in this one. Logue just reached 80 pitches. His next one is outside for a ball. This is his longest outing of the year in both innings and pitches thrown. Here's his 2-2 pitch to O'Keefe. And it is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire on appeal. And the count is full, 3-2. Pitch. Swung on, grounded to third, and that's fielded by Lopes, and he slings it to first and gets O'Keefe. One out at the top of the sixth inning. And now Zach Green will be the batter. This is game four of a 12-game, two-week road trip for the Red Ears. We've got another night game here tomorrow at 7:05, and then the old up and at him, 12:05 Sunday game in Vegas. So here's a swing and a miss by Green. 0-1 the count. The 12:05 p.m. games on Sundays in Las Vegas start earlier than the 12:05 p.m. games anywhere else. Here's one outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Rainiers are off Monday. They're going to fly on Monday to Salt Lake City to keep the road trip going. So here's one up and away to Green. And the Rainiers play 6 games in Salt Lake City, where it is probably still going to be cold. So the 2-1 pitch is driven towards right center field by Green. This is deep. It is back. It is gone. Smashes one out of here over the 380-foot sign. A solo shot at the top of the sixth inning. And it's now Las Vegas 5, Tecumseh 3. And Zach Green connects for his fourth homer of the year. That was a rocket. And now Eric Mejia is the batter.
Third baseman Eric Mejia.
That might be it for Logue. Here's a trip to the mound, and it's Fran Reardon. And yes, he is taking the baseball from his starting pitcher, and he's going to go to the bullpen. So Logue has his longest outing of the year. although I'm sure he's not pleased that his last pitch was hit 400 feet to right center. Still, he leaves the game with a lead for Las Vegas. We'll take a break for this pitching change. One out in the sixth, our score, Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. Catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3. Zach Green's solo homer just sent Vegas starter Zach Logue to the showers. And their new pitcher is Parker Dunshee, a guy who has worked as both a starter and a reliever. And he's 0-1 with a 4.05 ERA this year in 20 innings. Here's his pitch to Eric Mejia, and it is taken high for a ball, 1-0. They shift Mejia with three infielders on the right side. Dunshee now with a 1-0. And this is chopped right to the shortstop, who has shifted up the middle. Machine fields it, and he throws out Mejia. And one man is out at the top of the sixth. And I think that Mejia's bat just died a splintered death. Yes, it did. Bat boy's picking up little pieces of bat around home plate. Two down, and now Marcus Wilson is the batter. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. So the starter, Logue, went 5 1/3 innings, allowed 6 hits, 3 runs all earned, walked 3, struck out 4. As Wilson fouls one away. The new pitcher, Parker Dunshee. He reached AAA for his first time last year. As the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. And that does it for Marcus Wilson, and the inning is over. Dunshee comes in and retires both batters in the sixth. Raiders get a run on the Zach Green homer. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Vegas 5, Tacoma 3.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve your
gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Las Vegas Ballpark. It is Vegas 5, Tacoma 3. New pitcher for the Red Ears, right-hander Chris Jefferson comes in from the bullpen for his fourth appearance of the year. And Jefferson, the righty out of New Mexico State University, who joined the Red Ears from the low minor leagues and has stuck around for a while because the Jefferson has been throwing well in 5 2/3 innings, allowing two earned runs for the 3.18 ERA. He has struck out 8. He has walked 4 and allowed 8 hits. And his first pitch to Fernandez is hit in the air towards deep left center field. Back this goes, and it is off the fence. Hamilton plays the bounce. Fernandez checks in at second base with a double on the first pitch he sees. Hit it off the wall in left center field. And that was close to getting out of here. It hit the fence near the 380-foot marker in left center. So Vince Fernandez jumps on the first pitch and rips a double. He's looked pretty good in this series for Vegas. Now Buddy Reed's the batter. Switch hitter will hit left-handed now. He's 2 for 2, both as a right-handed batter. Jefferson checks the runner at second, and Reed shows bunt and bunts it foul. That is strike one. Oh, and one the count to Reed, who bunted that foul off his foot, and he's now kind of walking around, hobbling a little bit. And I think he bunted it right off of his toe, it appears, on his left foot. He's easing back into the batter's box now. Here's the pitch from Jefferson, and it bounces up to the plate and is speared by Raleigh. 1-1. Looking around the Mariner farm system, Double A Arkansas had just 4 hits yesterday and lost to Wichita 2-0. Caden Polkovich had 2 of the 4 hits. He's a middle infielder. So now here's one that is in for a strike. And the Double-A starter yesterday had a good game. Stephen Kolek allowed just 1 run and 1 hit, but only 1 hit allowed. Made that all right. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back by Reed. Still 1-2. And then the 8-ball teams in the Mariners organization had a really good day yesterday. The Advanced Class A Everett Aqua Sox hammered Spokane 9-1. In a game, they led 2-1 at the seventh inning stretch, and then they scored a lucky 7 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Noelvi Marte has been hot this week for Everett after a slow start to the season. That's in the distant past now. He had 2 hits yesterday with a homer, his 3rd of the year. Drove in 3 runs, mixed in a walk. And he's got his average up to 274. Jefferson's 1-2 pitch up and away, 2-2. And an Everett pitcher has gotten some attention for his velocity. Right-hander Bryce Miller, who was a college draft pick just last year and is in Advanced A, and racking up strikeouts as the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3, and down goes Buddy Reed, and Jefferson gets his first strikeout of the night. 1 away in the sixth inning, and now Nate Mondu is the batter. Bryce Miller went 5 innings and allowed just 2 hits and 1 run yesterday. And he struck out 9. And he apparently works in the upper 90s. Here's Mondu. And the pitch from Jefferson is in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. And then speaking of Mariner pitching, the Low A Modesto club pitched a shutout last night at San Jose against the Giants. They won 5-0. Jimmy Kingsbury started and went four innings, and then three relievers finished it off. A combined three-hit shutout where they struck out 14. Mondu hits one in the air to right, coming in his and fires it back in, and holding at second base is Fernandez. So Mondu flies out to right field, two down. And now Christian Lopes is the batter. The Mariners' first-round draft pick last year was catcher Harry Ford. He was drafted out of high school, so he's young, and he's playing at Low A Modesto. And he had a game yesterday, went 2-for-3 with a double. He also walked twice, so he was on base four times. He stole two bases and scored two runs. Here's a swing and a miss by Lopes. There's strike one. His batting average is .250. OPS just shy of .800 in the early going for Low A Modesto. 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1 to Lopes. Now the 1-1 pitch is over for a strike, 1-2. So Jefferson's ahead of the count. He's trying to work around a leadoff double. Fernandez still at second, now two outs in the inning. One ball, two strikes to Lopes. Jefferson's pitch is a check swing. He went, that's strike three. And Lopes has struck out, and the inning is over. Nice job by Chris Jefferson. The New Mexico State Aggie with the scoreless bottom of the sixth inning allowed a hit and one runner left stranded on base. We go to the seventh. We've got a close one here in Vegas. Aviators 5, Rainiers 3.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
Right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
On to the seventh inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 3. Mason McCoy, Billy Hamilton, and Sam Haggerty to bat this inning. And the pitch to McCoy is bounced towards third. That's flagged down by Lopes, and he slings it to first, and he pulls Thames off the bag, but Thames tagged McCoy going by. And there's the first out of the inning. McCoy retired for the first time tonight. And now Billy Hamilton will be the batter. Hamilton 0-for-2 today. He had his first two stolen bases as a Rainier on Wednesday. Pitch to Hamilton's outside for a ball. When Hamilton was a young prospect, and you know he's got over 8 years of big league time now. Yes, here's one in there for 31 years old. But when he was a prospect, he was the most prolific minor league base stealer of this generation. So the next pitch is inside, 2-1. And he just had mind-boggling stolen base numbers when he was on his way up through the red system. He loops one into right field, and racing back and making the catch is the second baseman Mondu for the second out of the inning. Looked like it might fall in off the bat, but Mondu was able to drop back and make the play in shallow right. Two down, and now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. In 2012, Hamilton was just 21 years old, and they started him in advanced Class A. The Reds did that year. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Haggerty. That was Bakersfield, and he played really well there, and they moved him up to Pensacola, the double-A team at the time for the Reds, later in the year. Sears went down low for a ball. Billy Hamilton that year, between the two stops, stole 155 bases in a single minor league season between Class A and Double A. Haggerty blasts one, right field, deep, back, and this is gone. The Raiders with their third home run of this game. Sam Haggerty goes deep, and we've got a one-run game here in Vegas. Aviators 5, Raiders 4. Haggerty touches them all. His fourth home run of the season. He hit one yesterday as well. And the Raiders have made it a one-run game here at the top of the seventh inning. That was a line shot to right field. Forrest Wall now the batter. And he takes low and away for a ball. Rainiers trailed 5-1 at the end of the fourth inning. Wall out in front of a change, pulls it foul. That Haggerty homer, the third solo homer of this game for Tacoma, as Wall takes a ball. Next pitch in there for a called strike. That home run exactly 400 feet. And measured at 103 miles per hour off the bat. 2-2 to Wall. Bounced foul first base side. There was a homer in the Mariner game today. Not for the good guys. Unless you're a Marlins fan. But Jorge Soler took Matt Brash deep, deep. Like way back. As here's one down low and inside for a ball. And that was calculated at, I think it was 468 feet. Three-two to Wall is hit in the air to left field. Fernandez is there, and he hauls it in for the out, and the inning is over. But the Red Ears draw closer on the Haggerty dinger. Was the only hit. We are at the seventh inning stretch here in Las Vegas. So with the score, Vegas 5, Tacoma 4.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Mom or call 866-986-8083.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
The
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Vegas with the Aviators leading the Red Ears 5-4. Always get a chuckle at the seventh inning stretch in Vegas when they announce last call for alcohol. So I think it's the only last call in the entire town. Vimeo Machine to lead things off against a new Red Ears pitcher. And that's Danny Young, and he starts the Machine off with a strike, 0-1 the count. Young in his eighth appearance for the Red Ears. Has the left versus left advantage on Machine, who's 1-for-3 with a two-run single, and the pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch fouled at the plate by Machine. What a two the count. Machine takes a break here. Well, that foul tip, okay, got a piece of Raleigh. He's the one who needs a moment. Young is set. Now his 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got it with a slider, and down goes Machine, and one man is out in the seventh inning. Young last pitched on Wednesday, faced just one hitter, struck him out. He'll now work on Shea Langeliers. Right-hand hitter Langeliers, 0-for-2 with a walk in this one. And they've just gotten the Rainiers, Danny Young, with a pitch clock violation for ball one. Now pitch is up and away, two balls, no strikes. They're putting in these pace of play rules and enforcing it. Now a swing and a foul on the third base side. Count goes to 2-1 on Langeliers. A swing and a miss there, strike two. Next pitch misses now, just a little outside. Full count, three balls, two strikes. On Langeliers, Young leaning in for the sign. And here's his 3-2 pitch, and it's inside, and it hit him. And Langeliers will go to first base. It hit him down on the right leg. So Langeliers is on with a one-out hit by pitch, and now Eric Thames will be the batter. Thames is 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a ground out. Yeah. Now the pitch bounced up the middle past the diving McCoy and into center field. A base hit. Rounding second and taking third is Langoliers. Eric Thames has his first hit of the game. And now Vegas is threatening in the bottom of the seventh inning with runners at the corners. J.J. Schwartz, their catcher, comes to the plate. He's 0 for 1 with two walks and two runs scored. Well, we'll see if Young can wiggle his way out of this one. Right here's just pulled within one run at the top of this inning. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Right here is hoping for a double play grounder. 1-0 pitch, down and in, two balls, no strikes. Young ready, the 2-0 to Schwartz. It is a breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two and one. And the pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Luis Barrera is the on-deck hitter. Now the pitch from Young. Swung on and bounced up the third baseline, and it trickles foul, and that's good for the right ears. If that had stayed fair, it would have been a problem, and it would have been kind of a gross one, too. It would have been a 40-foot infield single. So Schwartz, who was running that out, has to head back to the batter's box. He's now ready to hit again. Two-two pitch coming. Swung on and pulled foul. He was way out in front of a breaking ball. Still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes with one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. And Young's pitch is swung on and fouled off down the right field line. Schwartz. The A's eighth round pick in 2018. And the pitch is a called strike three. Young got him for the second out of the inning, and a big one right there. And that is his second strikeout of the night. And now Luis Barrera will be the batter. Barrera, 1-for-3 with a single. And the first pitch to him is low and away, ball one. Here's the 1-0, swung out, fouled away, and the count's 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Langoliers at third. Thames at first. And the pitch is swung on and lined to the left side. Reaching out and knocking it down is Mejia. He recovers, throws to first in time for the out. Great play at the hot corner by Eric Mejia. And the Raiders get out of the bottom of the seventh inning with no run scoring. It was a line shot the other way by Barrera. And Mejia had no time to react. He just kind of stuck his glove out and knocked the ball down and then scrambled to pick it up and fired to first to get the speedy Barrera wrapping up. No run score on a hit and two runners left on base. We go to the eighth with the score. Vegas 5, Tacoma 4.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We move on to the eighth inning. Good game tonight. Vegas with the one-run lead right now. 5-4 over the Red Ears, but it was 5-1. The Red Ears have battled back. They've hit 3 solo homers tonight. Here's Cal Raleigh leading off the eighth against a new pitcher. And the first pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. The new pitcher is the big right-hander, Gabe Klobosits. 6'8", 255 pounds. And he fires a strike at 93 on the gun, 1-1 the count. Dunshee went an inning at 2/3, allowed one hit, the Haggerty homer. One run, no walks, one strikeout. The 1-1 pitch to Raleigh, swing and a miss. Raleigh is batting left-handed for his first time in this game. His 2022 Rainiers debut. Ball at 2 strikes to Raleigh, who is shifted by the Vegas infielders. And the next pitch is outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rainiers have Nick Ramirez warming up in the pen. Here's the 2-2 on its way. And Raleigh hits a grounder down the first baseline, but Thames was shaded right on the line, and he fields it and takes it to the bag himself for the out, and one man is gone in the eighth. Brian O'Keefe will now be the batter. Mariners lost to the Marlins today 8-6. Brash had a rough game for his first time in the big leagues, allowed 6 runs in 2 innings. But wanted to note that 2 of the Red Ears relievers who were called up yesterday threw really well. Penn Murphy, in his major league debut, pitched 2 scoreless innings. So now the pitch to O'Keefe is bounced to short on 2 hops. First pitch swinging, and Machine throws him out, and 2 men are gone in the top of the 8th inning. And now Zach Greene will bet. Also with 2 scoreless innings for the Mariners today, in his first appearance of this season in the big leagues, Wyatt Mills, who had been throwing well for the Rainiers, and did so today for the Mariners, too. So that's good to see those guys go up there and have good games. Pitch to Zach Greene is in there for a strike. Green's 2-for-3 in this one, including a homer in the sixth inning. One's lashed up the middle and caught with a backhand by Mondu for the final out of the inning. Green hit another ball hard, but this one caught by the second baseman. And the Red Ears go down very quickly at the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Vegas 5, Tacoma 4.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is 5-4 Vegas. Red Ears bringing a new pitcher to work the bottom of the eighth. Nick Ramirez, the lefty who has thrown very well for Tacoma. I don't think he can do any better, actually. He has a 0 ERA, is not allowed to run in 7 1/3 innings. And this is his seventh appearance. He's in relief of Danny Young, who worked a scoreless seventh inning, allowing a hit. No walks, two strikeouts. Got a big save from his third baseman to end the seventh. Here's Vince Fernandez leading off the bottom of the eighth. And Ramirez's pitch is sliced foul on the third base side. That is strike one. Vegas is warming up. They're warming up Ryan Castellani in the bullpen. So here's a swing and a miss by Fernandez. Next pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Still 0-2. Just kind of looking ahead to the ninth. The Rainier's scheduled batters are Mejia, Wilson, and McCoy. Now here's a swing and a little blooper into shallow right center, and that's going to drop for a hit for Fernandez, his third hit of the game. Yeah, it's been a tough out for the Rainiers in this series. Now 5-for-10. Buddy Reed now the batter. Reed is 2-for-3 with a bunt single. And another base hit where he swung away, and he's driven in two runs tonight. Ramirez's pitch is up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch waved at and missed. There's a strike. 1-1 the count. Yeah, the 1-1 swung on, bounced towards short. McCoy has it. He feeds Haggerty for one. The relay to first is not in time. Reed runs very well, and he legs it out. So the Red Ears get just the one out at second base. Force out there. Reed now is at first. He's a threat to steal. and Nate Mondu will be the batter. Mondu 0 for 3. And he takes a strike. Mondu was hit by a pitch back in the second. He's gone hitless only twice this season, and he's hitless today. 0-1 pitch from Ramirez. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. Nice breaking ball from Ramirez there. Looked like a slider. Now Ramirez with a pickoff move. No balls, two strikes, the count. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Toss to first, a snap throw by Ramirez, and Reed's back in. So that was the second pickoff toss, right? So that means he's not allowed, Ramirez is not allowed to make another one on the new pace of play rules that are being used this year. His pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, down goes out of the inning. Now that clears the slate, and Ramirez is allowed two pickoff throws again. Get two per batter. So here's Lopes, who is 1-for-4 with a single. Reed with his lead at first, and Ramirez's pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left field, tight to the line. Forrest Wall moves over. He's got his eye on it, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Another scoreless inning from Nick Ramirez, who just puts up zeros. We go to the ninth inning. The Raiders are down by a run. Do they have a comeback in them today? We head there with the score. Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 4.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 4. Raiders hoping to rally here. They send Eric Mejia, Marcus Wilson, and Mason McCoy to the plate. Vegas brings in their closer, Ryan Castellani, who is just returned from a stint in the big leagues with the A's. Castellani, always a starting pitching prospect in the Rockies system. In fact, he was a second-round pick in 2014. Out of high school, and the Rockies were really high on him as a starter, and he even made some starts for the Rockies, nine of them in 2020. And this past year, he became a free agent, signed a minor league deal with Oakland, and the A's converted him to the bullpen, which is something he has not done before until this year. He already has three saves for Vegas this year and has pitched in three games in the big league bullpen. His first pitch to Mejia is in there for a called strike at 93 on the gun, 0-1 the count. Mejia showed bunt at that pitch, but just intending to take it, I think, all the way. So 0-1 the count. Now Castellani with his next pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike two, 94 on the gun. So no balls, two strikes to Mejia. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming. And it is just a smidge high, I guess. Fans don't like that one. Two balls, two strikes. Wilson watching closely from the on-deck circle. Two balls, two strikes to Mejia. Rainier's down one in the ninth. Castellani's pitch is high for sure this time. Ball three. Full count, 3-2. And here comes the payoff on its way. And it is down low, a check swing. He held up in time. That's ball four, and Mejia draws a leadoff walk in the ninth. So the Red Ears get the tying runner on base. And Marcus Wilson will now be the batter. Wilson is 0-2 with a walk so far. Here's the pitch to Wilson, and it is outside for a ball. 1-0. Mejia being held on at first. Decent sized lead. The 1-0 from Castellani, outside ball two. And that one missed by a lot. A fastball there. Mejia is 7-for-8 stealing this year. Rainiers have only one steal in this game. That's low for them, but they haven't had many opportunities. They've scored four runs, but three of them have come on solo homers. And other than that, they have just four hits. Here's a swing and a miss by Wilson. Count goes to 2-1. And now Schwartz goes out to the mound to talk to his pitcher for a moment. We're in the ninth inning. Right here is trailing 5-4. Marcus Wilson batting for his fourth time today. He has walked, flied out, and struck out. He's ahead of the count, 2-1. We're ready for play to resume. Mejia edges away from the bag at first, taking his lead. And Castellani with his 2-1 pitch on its way to Marcus Wilson, and it is called a strike. 94-mile-per-hour heater. 2-2. On deck is Mason McCoy. After him is Billy Hamilton. Two balls, two strikes, a turn and a throw to first, and Mejia's back in, lunging in safely. Right here's down by a run in the ninth. And the pitch swung on and cranked to center field. High and deep. Back is Barrera. Still back, but this one is gone. Marcus Wilson with a go-ahead two-run home run in the top of the ninth inning. And the Raiders have taken the lead. It is 6-5. And that was blasted out of here. A mammoth shot by Marcus Wilson. His second of the year, his third of the year. Just an absolute titanic blast to the right of straightaway center field here in Vegas. And the Raiders have the 6-5 lead at the top of the ninth inning. And now McCoy is the batter. Wow. Marcus Wilson with the right ears. Fourth home run is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. What a turn of events. Wilson just unloaded on that pitch. Here's one inside to McCoy. Two balls, no strikes. Third home run of the year for Wilson. He's up to 11 runs batted in. Now the pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. The Raiders with four homers tonight to O'Keefe, Green, and Haggerty, each hit solo homers. And now Wilson with a two-run blast here in the ninth inning. 2-1 pitch, called a strike, 2-2. No action in the Raiders' bullpen. Nick Ramirez tossed a scoreless eighth. Looks like he'll get to pitch the ninth. And Vegas does have its 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the lineup due up. Machine, Langoliers, and Thames. 2-2 to McCoy. Swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the first out at the top of the ninth inning. Now Billy Hamilton will be the hitter. Hamilton 0-3 today. A fly out and two pop-ups. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch coming. And Hamilton watches a strike go by. And the count's 0-2. Now Hamilton hits one in the air to center field. This is well struck but playable as Barrera, ranging back, makes the catch, approaching the warning track for the second out at the top of the ninth inning. So two down and the lineup turns over. And here's Sam Haggerty, who has had another big game at the plate with an RBI double in the fifth inning and a solo homer in the seventh. He's 2-for-4. Haggerty bats left-handed against the righty Castellani. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Oh, and one the count. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. Raiders have taken the lead on the Marcus Wilson homer. And the pitch swung on, bounced to the right side. That's playable for Mondu. He fields it and throws out Haggerty. And the inning is over. But the Raiders take the lead for the first time since they were ahead 1-0 in the second. Marcus Wilson's two-run homer gives Tacoma the advantage. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Tacoma 6, Las Vegas 5.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are all heightened after a year without, so grab the gang and join us for a season of South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment you missed in 2020 are available now at WeAreTacoma.com. Rainiers baseball, this is our city.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rainiers with the lead. It is Tacoma 6, Las Vegas 5. Nick Ramirez on to try to close it out. He pitched the eighth and worked a scoreless eighth. He'll face the left-hand hitter, Vimy Almachine, leading things off at the first pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch misses for a ball, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Rainiers trying to lock one down here in Vegas. Sears one outside for a ball. 2-1 now, the count to Machine. And now this pitch misses ball three, and Ramirez is behind in the count. 3-1. And the pitch now is right down the middle for a strike. And the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from Ramirez, and it is sliced foul on the third base side and out of play. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the payoff again, high ball four. It's a leadoff walk. And Vegas has the tying runner on base at the bottom of the ninth inning and the winning run in the batter's box. Shea Langeliers, the cleanup hitter for Vegas, is 0-2. He's walked and been hit by a pitch in this game. He's hit 6 home runs already this year. Ramirez's pitch is a breaking ball inside, ball one. Marcus Wilson's 2-run homer in the top of the ninth gave the Rainiers the 6-5 lead, and now we are in the bottom of the ninth. A leadoff walk has given Vegas some hope. Green holding Machine on at first base, and Ramirez's 1-0 is grounded foul third base side. And the count now even, 1-1. No one up in the Rainiers bullpen. This is Nick Ramirez's game. 1-1. And the pitch is swung on, hit to left. It's deep. It is back, and it is gone. Game over. Shea Langeliers with a 2-run homer to left field. It barely cleared the top of the wall, and Vegas ends up winning it 7-6. Wilson hit a 2-run shot at the top of the ninth to give the Rainiers the lead, and then Langeliers responds with a 2-run homer in the bottom of the ninth to give Las Vegas the victory. 7-6, the final score. It was fun, but in the end, the Red Ears lost a thriller. Not the way they wanted this one to happen. Wow, back and forth game. Big comeback for the Red Ears. Go ahead, homer. Highly entertaining. And then we get to the bottom of the ninth. A walk and a homer from the 3-4 hitters in the Vegas lineup. First runs of the year allowed by Nick Ramirez, who had a 0 ERA. And Vegas takes it 7-6, the final score. And they even up this series at 2 games apiece. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard at the postgame show coming up next.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
The unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Vegas walks off the Red Ears. 7-6 the final score today. After Tacoba had taken the lead at the top of the ninth inning, Vegas wins it in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's how this one went down. First off, it was a game of homers for the Red Ears, and they hit their first one in the second inning when Brian O'Keefe launched one into the swimming pool beyond the fence in right center field. His first home run of the year, and the Red Ears were up 1-0 in the second inning. The Red Ears starter today was Nick Margavichus. He pitched a scoreless first with a couple strikeouts, and he retired the leadoff man in the second, but then things started to go the other way. Schwartz walked, Barrera singled, Vince Fernandez hit an RBI single to tie it up 1-1, put runners at the corners, and then Buddy Reed bunted for a base hit and brought in the go-ahead run to make it 2-1. And then Margavichus hit Nate Mondu and got Lopes to foul out for the second out of the inning. But at that point, Margavichus had thrown 58 pitches and approximately 40 of them in the second inning. So they took him out and brought in Fred Villarreal from the pen. And Vimeo Machine was up with the bases loaded, and he promptly hit a two-run single to right field, making it 4-1 Vegas in the second inning. And Villarreal did eventually get out of that inning without any more damage, but Vegas had a 4-1 lead in the second. Then they scored in the third when Buddy Reed hit it, bring in J.J. Schwartz and make it 5-1 Vegas. Kind of looked like Vegas might run away with it, but no, the Red Ears got really good pitching from that point forward and started to chip away at it. In the fifth inning, Sam Haggerty hit an RBI double to make it 5-2. Then in the sixth inning, Zach Green hit a rocket of a homer to right center, a solo shot making it 5-3. Then in the seventh inning, Haggerty blasted a line drive homer to right field, the Red Ears' third of the game. That made it 5-4. And the Red Ears were getting goose eggs pitched by the bullpen. Austin Warner, Chris Jefferson, Danny Young. We went to the ninth inning. It was still a one-run game, Vegas 5, Tacoma 4. In the top of the ninth inning, facing the Vegas closer, Ryan Castellani, Eric Mejia walked on a full-count pitch to start the inning. That brought up Marcus Wilson, and Wilson just absolutely crushed a home run to center field. A two-run shot, his third of the year. It gave the Red Ears a 6-5 lead in the ninth inning. We went to the bottom of the ninth. Nick Ramirez, who had pitched a scoreless eighth inning and had not allowed a run this season in seven appearances, walked the leadoff man, Vime Almachine, and then Shea Langeliers ended it for Vegas, pulling a two-run homer to left field. It just did clear the top of the fence. Barely got out of here. The Red Ears left fielder, Forrest Wall, was ready to play the rebound, and instead it cleared the fence. A wall scraper, but a homer nonetheless. A two-run shot, Langeliers' seventh of the year, and it gave Vegas the victory, 7-6, the final score. Here are the final totals for Vegas. 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. The Red Ears scored 6 runs on 8 hits, no errors, leave 4 on base. Winning pitcher was Castellani. He's 1-0. The loss goes to Ramirez. He's 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 40 minutes, and the attendance, 7,814. With the win, Veg, they are 11-11, and the Red Ears fall to 7-15. Still, the Red Ears have gone 2-2 so far in this series. Had a real chance to clinch at least a series split today, but instead they're going to need to win at least one of the last two to get a split or better. Tomorrow night's game is at 7.05 p.m., and the Red Ears are going to send Asher Wojciechowski to the mound against a left-hander named Jared Koenig for Vegas. That's tomorrow evening at 7.05. Look for the pregame show at about 6.55. Vegas walks it off, 7-6 the final. We'll check out the Major League scoreboard right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Well, Vegas takes it 7-6 with a walk-off home run by Shea Langeliers. And the Red Ears have now gone 2-2 through the first four games of this six-game series at Las Vegas Ballpark. Let's check the Major League scoreboard. Mariners also lost today, although they were down big early. They didn't lose dramatically. The rookie Matt Brash didn't have it today and allowed 6 runs in 2 innings, including a 468-foot home. The Marlins at one point led 8-3, but the Mariners did fight back, but ultimately lost 8-6 was the final. Some good Mariner relief. Two guys just called up from Tacoma, Penn Murphy and Wyatt Mills, each with 2 scoreless innings. But the Mariners have lost their third in a row. They are now 11-9 on the season. Other interleague games, the Atlanta Braves beat the Texas Rangers 6-3 in Arlington, Texas, getting 2 long home runs from catcher William Contreras, his first 2 of the year. And Travis DeMeritt hit an inside the park home run for the Braves. Ron Washington, their third base coach, got to wave him in on his 70th birthday. And the Detroit Tigers and Los Angeles Dodgers, the third interleague game today. Dodgers have just won this game at Dodger Stadium 5-1. Former Rainier Chris Taylor with his first home run of the season. The game of the day was in the National League. The Mets pitched a no-hitter. It took five pitchers, but they did it. The starter was Tyler McGill. He went five. Drew Smith, Joel Rodriguez, Seth Lugo, and the former Mariner Edwin Diaz complete a five-pitcher no-hitter against the Phillies. Mets won the game 3-0. Edwin Diaz struck out the side in the ninth inning to finish it off. So the Mets pitch a no-hitter, and they're off to a great start this year, by the way, 15-6 on the season. Padres beat the Pirates in the National League 7-3. Ha-Sung Kim and Jake Cronenworth hit home runs. Yu Darvish picked up his second victory of the year. If you are a Milwaukee Brewer, you probably hit a home run today. The Brewers hit five home runs and defeat the Cubs 11-1, the final score, as McCutchen, Yelich, Peterson, Renfro, and Adames all went deep for the Brew Crew as they blasted the Cubbies. Diamondbacks top the Cardinals 6-2 in St. Louis. Madison Bumgarner pitching like the old days, a win of the season. Colorado is feasting on the Reds. It's their turn. They won today 10-4. Ryan McMahon with a go-ahead three-run homer in the fifth inning, and the Reds have lost 17 of the first 20 games of the season. And one National League game in progress, the Washington Nationals have a 9-4 lead over the Giants in San Francisco. Juan Soto is in his fourth home run of the season. In the American League, Red Sox beat the Orioles 3-1 in Baltimore. Rich Hill went four scoreless, and the Orioles had only five hits. Christian Arroyo with a two-run home run for Boston. The Astros outslugged the Blue Jays 11-7, the fourth straight win for Houston. They hit three home runs, including a three-run shot by the rookie Jeremy Pena. The Angels are hot. They won again today, and it was their sixth in a row. They beat the White Sox in Chicago 5-1. Taylor Ward had three hits, including his fifth home run. Otani blasted his fourth home run, and the Angels cruised to a win. The White Sox had only three hits. Tampa Bay knocked off the Twins 6-1. Former Rainier Mike Zunino hit his first home run of the season, and rookie Josh Lowe hit a three-run bomb, his first big league home run. The Yankees ripped the Royals 12-2 in Kansas City, as the Yankees have won seven straight games. And then the Guardians lead the A's 9-8 in the bottom of the ninth inning in Oakland. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Vegas, the Aviators walk off the Red Ears on a game-winning homer by Shea Langeliers. 7-6 the final. We'll be back with more after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Well, a heartbreaker for the Red Ears today as they saw Marcus Wilson complete a comeback by hitting a two-run homer at the top of the ninth inning to put the Red Ears ahead 6-5. The Red Ears had been trailing pretty much all game. They had the lead. And then moments later at the bottom of the ninth inning, Shea Langeliers wins it for Vegas with a two-run homer of his own. And Vegas takes it 7-6, the final score. This is just one of those kind of games where you just shake your head and say, what can you do? The Red Ears did a great job coming back. They had, any comeback involves really good relief pitching, and they had that today. The bullpen kept them in the game. The hitters chipped away, got there. They got there. Wilson hit the homer, and they had the lead, only to see it disappear in the end. So Vegas evens up the series at two games apiece. Couple of other games in the PCL. Oklahoma City beat Sugar Land today 3-2 in Bricktown. Jake Lamb, a UW guy, hit his fourth homer for Oklahoma City this year. Salt Lake knocked off Round Rock 5-3 in Salt Lake City. That got the Bees up to the 500 mark. And Reno ripped El Paso 6-4 the final in El Paso, despite a home run by former Rainier Luis Liberato, who went deep for the Chihuahuas. And six home runs and got whitewashed by Albuquerque yesterday, bounced back and beat them today 12-8. Kevin Padlo hit his first home run for his new team, Sacramento, as he went deep as part of the River Cats offense. That's your PCL scoreboard for today. The Red Ears will try to bounce back tomorrow. Asher Wojciechowski is coming off a gem in his last start. He's on the mound tomorrow, and he'll be opposed by left-hander Jared Koenig of Vegas. First pitch is set for 7:05. Our pregame will begin at 6:55. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Tough one for the Red Ears. Langoliers with the game-winning home run for Vegas. They take it 7-6, the final score. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a great evening.